Open your Bibles, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 4 this afternoon. Do be in prayer for Hank. Brother Ben was going to be preaching, and they had to take off to go to the urgent care, but I think he's going to be all right. So, Ephesians chapter 4 is where we're going to find our text this afternoon. And I'll try to keep it brief this afternoon. Stop before it gets to 6 inches of snow out there. Close enough, anyway. But let's pray together. And I want to speak to you this afternoon about being fitly joined together. Fitly joined together. Brother Ryan, would you lead us in a word of prayer before we read? Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, look at verse 11. We're going to read down to verse 16. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. In Ephesians chapter 4, you guys are familiar with this passage. We've talked about it many times over the years, but we see a couple of things. The Lord established his church on himself. There's no other foundation that can be laid other than Christ himself. But then also the scriptures tell us that our foundation is Christ and the apostles. And so Jesus poured into the apostles. He gave them truths to establish his church. And then the church was built on Christ himself, the one true foundation, and that first layer of foundation, the apostles. Then as the church matured, he would establish other leaders in the churches, prophets, evangelists, and of course, pastor teachers. Now, some people would say these are two separate things. Some would say it's one. You could study that out. But the idea is pastor teachers, shepherds, teachers, and their job, the leader's job in the church, verse 12, is for the perfecting or the maturing of the saints so that all of the saints together can do the work of the ministry. And then we get this beautiful analogy for the edifying of the body of Christ. We know that in the scriptures, there's at least three analogies that are used, pictures that are used of the church. Of course, we know there's the bride. And in Ephesians 5, he gives us some great teachings about husbands and wives. But he says at the end of that, I'm not really talking about husbands and wives. I'm talking about Christ and his church. So there's the bride. There's also the building. We already used part of that analogy, right? The foundation that's laid, and then the church is built together as a building. So it's pictured as a bride, it's pictured as a building, but then it's also pictured as a body. And that's the analogy that we have here. The edifying or the building up of the body of Christ, with Jesus as the head and all those that are members of the body as parts of the body. And he says he wants us to be equipped, perfected, and matured as saints to do the work of the ministry so that the saints can build up the body of Christ. In other words, the body is supposed to grow itself. Now, too many churches are dependent on their pastor to grow the church. Too many churches are dependent on the pastor to build the church. And can I just tell you, I'm thankful that you guys aren't depending on me to try to build this church or grow this church. Number one, I could never do it on my own. Number two, and actually that should be probably number one, it's not my job to build the church by myself. It's never the pastor's job or the leadership's job. The church is supposed to build itself. It's edifying of the body of Christ. The church is supposed to build itself. And this growing and this maturing and this building is supposed to happen until, verse 13, we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we don't anymore be tossed to and fro and be carried about with every wind of doctrine and sleight of men, cunning craftiness, the deceit of men, but rather, verse 15, that we would be speaking the truth in love and grow up into Christ in all things, who is the head. Jesus Christ is the head. And here's where I wanted to get to this afternoon, verse 16. From whom? From Christ, the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So here's the question. We all, most of you, I guess all of you gathered here this afternoon, for the most part, and then a lot of those that might be watching online, we are part of this local body of believers. Okay? And as a body of the Lord Jesus Christ, do you have a desire to see the body grow? Do you have a desire to see the body be built up, to be edified? Okay? That word edifying is a construction term. It's an architectural term. When you look at a building, you see something called an edifice. This is how the building looks. Well, that edifying is to be built up. That's what it means. It's the structure. It's to see it grow. We have a desire to see the church grow, but too many times we have this attitude. We see something that needs to be done. We see something that we want to be done. We see something that we want to see accomplished, and we say, somebody really ought to do something about that. Right? And all the while, God's saying, you are somebody. You're the body. The body is supposed to build itself up, and we're the ones who are supposed to be doing the work all together. He says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. So this is the picture that we have. You ever grow up learning to sing the song about the bones being connected? Somebody want to read it or sing it for us this afternoon? I don't remember all the parts, but I know that all the bones are joined together, right? They're all connected. We know that's how that works in our body, right? You just think about your arm for a second. I think everybody's got one of those. Think about your arm. Can you guys do this? I don't want to look stupid by myself. Right here, just feel that right there. What is that? That's a joint, right? I'm pretty sure this joint is connected. Otherwise, this part of my arm would fall off. And I'm pretty sure that what's going from this part of the body to this part of the body is supplying life-giving supplies, nutrients, blood, fluid. I don't want to be gross, but all the stuff that all of this part of the body needs is supplied by this part. But check this out. Not only does it supply here, but it goes back, doesn't it? Right? And it has to do that. So I've got joints, I've got bones that are connected together, I've got ligaments, I have muscles and tendons, and I have vessels, and all of those things are in the joints, and it helps to hold it together, and it helps to keep it healthy, and it helps to keep it able to do what it's supposed to do. It helps it to function as it's supposed to function. Everybody with me? So I think about this. He says the whole body every part of the body is fitly joined together. Every part of the body is compacted by that which every joint supplieth. In other words, every part of your body, whether it's your fingers and your toes or your legs or your arms or whatever it is, they're all joined together. See, it's not just that the bottom part of my arm is connected to the upper part of my arm. It's all connected to the rest of me, and that's all tied together by the head, which is Christ. Just like in your physical body, the head directs everything that happens in all of your body systems. It's the way it is spiritually as well. Christ is the head, and he directs everything that happens, but it's critical that every part is joined together. Thinking about this, you know, I kind of dog on social media sometimes, but every once in a while there's something beneficial. I saw a post a pastor friend made, and it really got me to thinking about all of this, because too many times we talk about gathering as the church. We want to gather for worship, but the church is so much more than just gathering, isn't it? It's not just, church isn't what we do, it's who we are. We are the bride of Christ. We are the building that he has built together. We are the body of Christ. And it's to be a connection that we have where we're joined together in Christ and we work together in Christ and we grow together in Christ. And I want to tell you something, friends. That doesn't happen by accident. It takes effort on our part. To be more than just people who see each other inside this building a couple of times a week, to be people who are actually doing the work of the ministry together. Because here's what I see. We're supposed to be leaders in the church, pastors and teachers are supposed to be perfecting the saints, maturing the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So what's that mean? It means that the work brings about the growth. But God doesn't want me to go do the work by myself and you to go do the work by yourself and each one of us to go off and do the work alone. He wants us to do the work together. Because, well, if you start taking body parts off and leaving them by themselves, they don't work so good together. They don't work so good all by themselves. Right? Okay. Seem to have lost some of your attention, so let me give you a real-life illustration. I used to work at a cabinet shop. More than once while I worked at the cabinet shop, somebody would come into the office where I was and say, we need some help out here, and I would go out, and I would do the business of finding guys' fingers off the floor where they had cut them off on a saw. Do I have your attention now? I don't know if you've ever picked up somebody's severed finger before, but it's gross. And it's pretty useless once the table saw has separated it from somebody's body. Anybody with me? Yeah, that's gross. You're welcome. Just save this illustration for when Ben's not in here because he'd get sick. What's my point? My point is that too many of us are dismembered. Too many of us have separated ourselves from the rest of the body. We're not fitly joined together. We're not compacted. We're not supplying one another. We're not helping one another to be connected and to be healthy and to move and to work together. And you say, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm here. It's snowy and cold and I'm here, so I'm part of this. I'm telling you that it's not just showing up in the building. I'm saying that it takes communication. It takes fellowship. It takes being a part, a real part of each other's lives outside of these walls. And can I say this? You say, well, it's really hard these days. We're all so busy. I understand that, but we have more tools to stay connected now than we ever have been before. And if we are so busy that we can't connect with one another and encourage one another and do the work that Christ has called us to do together, if we're so busy we can't do any of those things, brothers and sisters, we are too busy. And what needs to give is not the work of the ministry, but the other things. What am I saying? This is more important. What we do for Christ is the most important thing we'll do in this life. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for the church. I thank you that you established your bride, your body, your building on this earth, that you have given us these analogies, these pictures to help us understand, and I pray that you'd help us to grow in our understanding. But Lord, at the heart of it all, I know it's just as simple as that we would love you and that we would love one another. And I pray by your grace you'd help us to do that, that we would mature together and that we would do the work of the ministry together, and that you would, by your grace, grow the body of Christ as we seek to be faithful to do what you've called us to do. Lord, thank you for this church. I thank you for every member. I thank you for all that you have gathered together in this place and at this time in our lives, that we can know you, that we can grow together in your grace and knowledge. And I pray that you'd help us to be closer together in this new year than we ever have been before, that we would truly, truly be fitly joined together by your Spirit. And as we grow together and as we work together, that you would build up your church for your glory. Please forgive us. We do pray that you keep everyone safe in the cold weather and on the roads. And Lord, that you would help us to do good to everyone, especially to those of the household of faith. Please forgive, please bless. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.